could be mine again if you could see me now. If you could see me now.
If You Could See Me Now is one of the most beautiful songs to come out of whatever they called the music back then, bebop, modern jazz and all that, but it's a great song of Tad Dameron, and that was arranged by Benny Golson, who certainly knew Tad Dameron and knows both of us and everybody else because he's still around and he's still swinging.
Yes, he is.
And he worked on the album of Vanessa Rubin, who's with me. It's been about 10 years, I think, since you've been with me.
Wow, has it been that long?
I think so. Mm. The Dream Is You is the new album. And all about Cleveland's own Tad Dameron, and you're one of Cleveland's own.
Yes, I am.
Is that part of why you wanted to do it?
You know, I think a lot of people think so. But I would have done it if Tad wasn't from Cleveland. But I'm glad he was, and it makes a nice hookup that he is and I am.
It's an extraordinary scene there, but it's like every scene in America, a lot of cats stayed, never left, never came to New York or whatever, or sometimes when they left, they came back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wonderful city, even though it's gone through all these troubles, and it still endures. And that's part of, I think, the spirit of it that gets into the music, right?
Yes, yes, yes. It's not blue collar. It is blue collar.
Yeah.
It's not white collar, it's blue collar. That's why, you know, people really live, you know, a lot of their life is in the music.
And you hear Cleveland in Tad's music?
Well, I never thought of it like that. Not necessarily, but some of it can be kind of gritty, depending.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. I love Tad's music because I've always been attracted to real pretty melodies. And there's a quote in a lot of the books. Everybody quotes him on this. And, of course, he said this long before I was even born. And something he said about the music. And he said, sure, it must be beautiful, but it has to swing. And I thought, he and I are on the same page. I love beautiful music, and I'm addicted to swing. So we're like a marriage made in heaven.
Well, you brought some swingers with you.
Yes.
Tell us who you brought with you.
Oh, today I have at the piano the lovely Deanna Witkowski on piano, and Mr. Kenny Davis, well-known bassist, and the phenomenal Winard Harper.
Indeed.
On drums.
So what do you got? What are you going to sing? Sing something.
I brought a couple of things. I didn't bring the octet, but I have a couple of things that we're going to do from the CD, and we're going to start with one of my favorites, one of the more well-known pieces called Good Bait, and we're going to feature our bassist and myself on the beginning of it.
Okay.
This
on
is Good Bait.
WBGO.
Keep it in mind, advice is cheap and fate is sometimes unkind. Nevertheless, accept this free pearl of wisdom offered to the ranks of wisdom. If you're into tempting fate, then use good bait. Fish gotta swim, and like the final song says, birds gotta fly. But if you can't help loving someone till you die, don't start by living a lie. Avoid the second rate by starting with good bait. Between you and me, more fish than one are swimming under the sea. So if you're smart, you'll save your heart for someone special, someone sweet and unforgettable. Drop the line, hold out for something fine. I'm glad to report the sermon's over and at least it was short. The moral's plain, say no to pain, you won't regret it. Once again, now don't forget it. If you're into tempting fate, then use good bait. Sweet and unforgettable, drop the line, hold out for something fine. I'm glad to report the sermon's over and at least it was short. The moral's plain, say no to pain, you won't regret it. Once again, I don't forget it. If you're into tempting fate, then use good bait. If you're into tempting fate, then use good bait. Drop the line, hold out for something fine. But please make it good bait.
Good bait, that's one of the jazz classics and was composed by Tad Dameron. The Dream Is You is a new album. It's all Tad Dameron songs and it's from Vanessa Rubin. She's with me today and was just singing amongst the Singers Unlimited live on WBGO. Who wrote that lyric? You can't remember.
I can't remember the guy's name right now.
Okay. But there's so many different, a lot of his songs we know just as instrumentals, but you found lyrics to some songs I didn't know there were lyrics.
Yeah. A gentleman out of Kansas City by the name of Chris Caswell did the lyrics to the song we know as an instrumental called Soul Train.
Yeah,
which is on the record as Next Time Around. And then I heard a beautiful music rendition of The Dream Is You by Bags and was inspired by that melody to write what I would call my tribute to him, which is retitled on the CD called Reveries Do Come True. And I think Whatever Possessed Me is one of those just rare tunes that people don't hear. But in my research on this project, I discovered that on a recording by Chet Baker in 1965. And so those are just three of my favorites off of the CD. And then, of course, Your Joy, which is another rare one. Beautiful
ballad.
That's
on one of Dad's albums with the big band, Barbara Whitfield.
Yeah.
Sang that?
Yeah.
Back then?
Yeah.
And you wanted to you're going to perform Reveries. I don't know this lyric, so that's
until, okay. Well, let Jimmy me tell Heath, you one right now.
Well, Jimmy Heath, who certainly knew Tad Dameron,
of course,
you know, arranged this.
Yeah, and you know what? I was very careful when I was planning this CD to try and work with individuals that were what I would call close to the source. In other words, you know, that knew Tad, worked with Tad, was familiar with his music, was around during the period that he was writing and doing things like that, so that, you know, things weren't too detached from the master. So, of course, Benny Golson was one of those people, and Jimmy Heath was one of those people. So we're going to listen to Reveries.
Okay.
Yeah. In the night, stars glow like candlelight. Sweet music fills the air, drawing you so near. I hear the sounds of dulcet tones and harmonies
then you're standing in front of me. Your eyes smile brightly. Though you're gone, your music carries on. When stars come out to shine, we'll think of your gifts divine. We'll play your songs and sing romantic melodies, sweet harmonies, reveries do come true, and the dream is you. In the night, stars glow like candlelight. Sweet music fills the air, drawing you oh so near. I hear the sounds of dulcet tones and harmonies. Then you're standing in front of me. You're though you're gone, your music carries on. When stars come out to shine, we'll think of your gifts divine. We'll play your songs and sing romantic melodies, sweet harmonies, reveries do come true, and the dream is you. Reveries do come true, and the dream is you. Reveries do come true, and the dream is you. The dream.
Vanessa Rubin is singing with Deanna Witkowski on the piano and Kenny Davis on the bass and Bernard Harper on the drums. And they're performing in the WBGO Performance Studio. And that's one of the songs of Tad Dameron that's on your new album called The Dream Is You. Was there a moment when you thought, let's do this? Let's do Tad Dameron? I mean,
boy, that moment was so long ago. I've been wanting to do a collection of Tad Dameron's music since the early 2000s. I've had this music since 2004, 2005. I produced a live performance of this, performing it at the Kennedy Center where I debuted it, and I did it for a week at Dizzy's in 2007. It went over really well. But you know, I don't know what it was, man. I couldn't get people interested in Dameron. And then I thought, okay, great. When 2017 comes, it's going to be great because that's going to be his centennial. But you know, the one thing about Tad Dameron is when you do his music, you almost have to do like a PR campaign on him as well, because he's really not that very well known except for, you know, us. Yes. he just never enjoyed the popularity of someone like Ella, Frank Sinatra, Dizzy, you know, Miles.
Charlie Parker.
So when those Centennials came out, everybody was like, Ella Centennial and Frank Sinatra Centennial and Billie Holiday Centennial. And I kept saying, Ted's having a Centennial. And nobody just kind of would jump on it because, you know, people like to do what's easy. The marketing for those names have already been done. So it's easy for somebody to throw a Miles poster up or Ella poster up or whatever. But I just said, Centennial or not, I'm going to do this project and I'm going to do it myself. And so I did. I got my guys together. We went in the studio and we did it. And there are actually some other songs I thought about putting on here because Tad has some other rare, you know, unusual songs that could lend themselves to, you know, additionally to this. But I thought this was a really good start.
When we think back then, every generation, really, you think of specific composers become popular, soloists become popular. And in this period, yeah, he's eclipsed by Charlie Parker and Dizzy.
And you know why.
Yeah, and yet it's great musicians like Tad Dameron who do get resurrected from time to time because people make the effort like you have. Like Philly Joe Jones with Dameronian put together a whole big band.
Exactly, because they recognize the wealth in his composing as opposed to being an out front soloist.
Right.
That soloists during the bebop period had these great bands, but it was the soloists that were kind of getting, I think, all the attention. But then when you look at like all that great stuff he did with Fats Navarro, you know, yeah, it was fabulous, but what could you have done? I mean, how would you have sounded with a different or less of musicians behind you? If you got Tad Dameron composing, writing, coming up with all those nice harmonies, all you got to do, you know, laying that nice bed of music out for you, all you got to do is stand up there and just do what you do. And so it's the people behind the scenes oftentimes that we miss.
And then Fats Dameron, I mean, Fats Navarro comes along and is sensational.
Yes.
And then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
You know, so quickly.
And then it's gone. Well, Tad left too soon, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's some of it. But, you know, the one record that I think all of us on WBGO go back to again and again is the record with John Coltrane. I mean, that's just such a beautiful record.
Mating Call. Yeah.
And you're on your album, you do... I think, actually, as much as people love If You Could See Me Now, I love On a Misty Night, because to me, that's the beautiful song of that album.
Yes, that's one of his classics.
So you have a lyric to that? And Jimmy,
so I'm going to do the lyric to that. And also, there's a gentleman from, you probably know him, Michael, from Europe. I don't know if he's still alive, by the name of Georgie Fame.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Georgie wrote this really nice... these lyrics, a Soli-like lyric that I also record. I added Georgie's lyrics to this as well. So maybe we'll do that too. And you want to hear On a Misty Night now? Let's do that. That's one of his real popular ones.
Like this, I can't resist your charm. I'm in heaven until dawn, darling. I insist that I exist in your arms. Let the music play. From a moment's bliss, right here on this misty night.
say, maybe that'll man up in the moon above will shine his light on us, 'cause he's in on our secret. The man on high winks his eye and seems to approve, 'cause they know that I love being here with you, and I hope that they like me will make this magic moment true. A warm and misty night should really last forevermore. So darling, please, I want you to remember that the leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember that September, he ain't in the rain. The sun went out just like that dying ember. Ooh, that September, he ain't in the rain. With every word of love, I heard you whisper. The raindrops seem to play her sweet refrain. Love's once born from a moment's bliss, right here on this misty night. Love's once born, our love was once born, on a misty night, on a misty night, on a misty night. Love was born, our love was once born. Love once born, on a misty night.
Ted Dameron, the composer, Jimmy Heath, the arranger, Vanessa Rubin, the singer, and when this record came, The Dream Is You, before I put the record on and played the record through, I jumped to On a Misty Night because I needed to hear you sing my favorite Ted Dameron.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so wonderful. Yeah, it is true. As we're talking, when you think of it, how important he was to Clifford Brown, how important he was to Philly Joe Jones, to Johnny Griffin, to so many cats who played with him. Sarah Vaughan, when she's getting started, sings If You Could See Me Now. That was one of the first records that made a made a sensation for Sarah Vaughan.
And how about all those big bands that he recorded for in Kansas City? You know, I've read so many times Harlan Leonard, and that was during the time, I think, the same time Jay McShann and Count Basie and them were had some of those great swinging bands. Matter of fact, Good Bait was one of the tunes that he arranged for the Basie Band.
Yeah. That's what I mean. You don't think of it as a Tad Dameron song. We think of it as a period song.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. But yeah, and it's just amazing. It's so, he has such a wealth of, you know, his history is just so rich, you know, in terms of all of the people that he's connected to. Look, one thing I was telling an audience last night, during the time when big bands started to not be so popular, well, they were always popular, so let me not say that. Maybe they weren't playing, they weren't paying big bands as much, and they seemed to be kind of on a decline, but people still wanted that sound. Tad was the man that they went to because he could make a small number of horns sound like a big band because of his wealth of knowledge of harmony and how he would voice horns. And so you know that band that Philly Joe did at Lush Life back in the day. It was an 8-piece band that he did, a tribute to Tad. And so it kind of got my idea of doing 8 pieces. Of course, you can get one of each horn with that too, but
you have some good horns. You got Eddie Allen playing the trumpet, you got Clifton Anderson playing the trombone, and your sax section is Bruce Williams and Patience Higgins and Alex Harding.
Yes, so, and they're doubling on flute.
Let's hear what they do with "You're a Joy." How about that?
Oh, that's a beautiful one, arranged by Frank Foster.
Vanessa Rubin on WBGO.
You're a joy, just a joy to my eyes, to my arms, to my soul. You're a joy, but this kind of a joy will destroy my control. If I were myself, I would stir myself to depart and be smart and beware. Not a prayer, not a chance. I'm so proud on this cloud of romance.
Vanessa Rubin is singing Tad Dameron songs on a new album called The Dream Is You. So when are you going to be doing this dream again live around here?
Well, I'm just waiting on the right invitation. I'm okay. Ready to go.
Hanging in there.
Yes, I am.
Were you a judge in the Sarah Vaughan competition this year or last year?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What were you, you've been around doing this for a long time, and you're really good at it. So what were you listening for in these up-and-comers?
Mm. Do I need to be political correct right
no.
now? No. I don't think anybody should be a winner of the Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition if they don't swing. I really believe that.
Absolutely.
And I'm listening for a vocabulary, a sensitivity for jazz. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
It's a feeling. It's an innate kind of thing. And sometimes you either have it or you don't. And I've heard a lot of wonderful singers, and they have great voices, and they can sing songs, but it's that other extra thing that you look for, that you listen for, and that's what I'm doing as a adjudicator when I'm sitting there listening for that. I'm listening for that language. I'm listening for that feeling. I'm listening for that sensitivity, and I'm looking to have my foot patting. Somewhere, up-tempo, fast, slow, whatever. I'm listening for that feeling, that swing in it, in the music.
I always chicken out and just call it the thing.
The thing.
You're listening for the
that thing.
That thing,
yeah.
That makes you want to hear more of this person.
Yes.
Or it makes you actually stop and listen to this person.
Yes, and it's a continuous thread.
Yeah.
That you hear with instrumentalists. The vocalist is like being a part of the tree. If you feel like you don't hear that, it's like you wonder what they're connected to, who they've listened to, where their inspiration may have come from.
Who's in their DNA?
Well, yeah.
Who's in your DNA? Who do you think?
Oh, man, please. We ain't got enough time to be on the radio for that.
Carmen.
Because I always say, of course, Carmen, of course.
Yeah.
As the seventh of eight children, I had very little jurisdiction over the Admiral stereo hi-fi in our living room. So I grew up listening to music without category. I just heard what everybody else played. So my father did Count Basie. He loved that, and he loved Gene Ammons.
Yeah,
and my mother was from Trinidad, so I heard Calypso. But the older boys, because I have five older brothers, were, in the Cannonball. And they loved Nancy Wilson. So we had all that stuff from Capitol. And we had some Dakota Staten. And we had that Ella Christmas record, that classic Christmas record. And we had some Larez Alexander and some John Hendrix. I used to get my hair braided to, I was blue and I was always wearing a frown, and it was fun to try to sing as fast and as accurate
Exactly.
As, and I didn't wasn't trying to be a jazz singer then at all, because I was in the Motown. My the younger kids were in the dancing and parties and so forth. But all of that's in my DNA. It's all in my DNA. Music is in there. But I think what's happening is the seeds, so to speak, were being planted. And that's the only way I can really look at it, because when I matured and I started actually buying my own records that weren't 45s, you know, as an adult, I started buying my own jazz albums. Bad, Bad Benson, before he started singing, you know, stuff like that. And when I decided to pursue singing as a career, that was an important moment. When I had my aha moment and I said, the lights came on. It was never, I just want to sing. And I want to sing pop, I want to sing R&B, because I used to do all of the stuff for Motown. I had a little singing group with two other girls. It was jazz that I wanted. It was those standards. It was those stories. It was that tree, that all those Sarah Vaughan records. I went to my brother's house one day and just took every Sarah Vaughan record he ever had. And then I just started digesting that, because it was just something about that music that was so... I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, because it wasn't like I grew up listening, dancing to Sarah Vaughan, you know, big bands and stuff like that. But it was just like nothing I had ever experienced and felt. And so from Sarah to Carmen and, of course, early Nancy, and whoo, it was tremendous. And the instrumentalists, let's don't leave them out. What's that horn player on Riverside? My brothers loved him. I can't think of his name. I've got Jazzheimer's. I always tell people that all the time. I'm going to get back to him, but instrumental, you know, Cannonball, people like that.
They're usually, there's been an epiphanal moment where it's not like you decide, okay, now, oh, I know, I'm going to be a jazz singer. And suddenly you realize, oh, you are. This is who you are.
Yeah.
You realize who you already are. Now
yes.
What? Now what? To, you know, to be a jazz singer.
Well,
okay,
you know,
but I am. This
you're
is
not,
I am.
You're naive enough to go out there and say, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Because it was just fun. You weren't making a lot of money, but you just loved the journey, that early thing where you just get, you just want to do it. It doesn't matter. You're not doing it for money. And then you look around, then there's the business of music that kicks in after a while, and then the reality of what it's like to be a professional performing artist hits you. So what are you going to do? You going to turn around after 30 years of doing something? No, you just hang in there, because it's your passion. And if you're lucky enough to make a living out of your passion, you know, it's really great, because everybody can't do it, and it's hard, because people have families and children and things, you know, you need health insurance and you need to get your teeth cleaned and, you know, and have mammograms and whatever, stuff like
that. Well, all of what you're saying about, you know, feeling
life.
And it seems almost like a segue and naturally into whatever possessed me.
Okay. Well, definitely. I'm possessed.
Okay.
This is a beautiful ballad called Whatever Possessed Me. I love a good love song. I love a great lyric. I'm a romanticist at heart. I discovered this on this Chet Baker record called The Most Important Jazz Album of 1965. Okay, I'm going to let it go at that one. But maybe you'll like this. Whatever possessed me came from the blue, drew me closer to you, and with an electrifying sweet surprise, I deeply knew that loving you possessed me. Down. blessed me, and heaven knows whatever possessed me in this magic scheme. My life's a wondrous dream. Explain to me how every noon, some morning moon, pass by, and why those clouds of almond blossoms swirl each midnight sky. Whatever possessed me goes all the way, blessed me, and need I say, whatever possessed me, darling, don't ignore. While you possessed me Explain to me how every new sun morning moon pass by, and why those clouds of almond blossoms swirl each midnight sky. Whatever possessed me goes all the way, bless me, and need I say, whatever possessed me, darling, please don't ignore while you possess me more, darling. You possess me more. Whatever
Singers Unlimited, you're listening to, and from time to time, the singers come by and sing in the performance studio at WBGO, and like right now. And good to see you. Good to hear you. It's been a long time.
Thank you.
Talk
yes.
with you, Vanessa Rubin. And the new album is The Dream Is You. Vanessa Rubin sings Tad Dameron, and It's terrific. And more. You have more of those songs, right?
Yes.
Which you let haven't gotten to. You need to do your second volume two, right?
Well, yes. But, you know, let me just tell you, because I think this is important for your listeners to hear, what made, other than the fact that I love Ted Dameron, I wanted more singers to sing Dameron. And that idea, I had another one of those aha moments, because when Carmen did the Monk record, right, people could now sing Monk. Now, they were very different pianists,
right,
and they wrote definitely different. But I said, wow, if I could make an album, a collection of Ted Dameron CDs beyond If You Could See Me Now, beyond Lady Bird, beyond the typical ones that those who like to sing Dameron would sing, then it would just expand the vocal library and hopefully encourage singers to sing more Dameron. And so when I started to research and find these tunes, I thought, oh my God, there's so many really beautiful Dameron songs. And if you like melody and you like good lyrics and you like imagery, like, I love the bridge on that song because it talks about and why those clouds of almond blossoms. What? Swirl each midnight sky. You know, almond blossoms? You ever think of clouds as being almond blossoms? I get caught up in stuff like that. But I mean, if you like imagery and things like that when you're singing, I love that. But yeah, so that kind of inspired me to do that. So I hope in playing more Dameron on the air, not just here in New York and New Jersey and all around the United States and throughout the world, that people will come to sing more Dameron.
Well, let's hear you sing one more. What do you want to sing?
Let me see. What do we have here? Oh, let's do Kitchenette. That's a cute one.
Okay.
I think that's kind of where everybody's living in New York now, right? In kitchenettes. But I like to think of this as like my period piece because, you know, when it was composed, you know, that had to be around in the 40s maybe. There was a lot of tenements here. Probably had a lot of kitchenettes that people lived in. So maybe, you know, that was part of the reason why the lyric came out the way it did. But it's so cute. And so this is Kitchenette. Across the hall. One, two. Now you know what to do.
I met him in a grocery store. He was buying groceries galore. To my surprise, I found he lived next door in the kitchenette across the hall. Next morning, many thanks to fate, I had to wait because the bus was late. And I kept thinking how he looked at 8 in the kitchenette across the hall. Then one day he lost his key. Gee, what a break it was for me. I let him climb in my window, and he invited me for tea. Now he's gonna buy a wedding ring. We'll be married early in the spring. And I'll move my bags and everything to his kitchenette across the hall. For me, you see, I love.
window, and he invited me for tea. Now he's gonna buy a wedding ring. We'll be married early in the spring, and I'll move my bags and everything to his kitchenette across the hall. Can you believe it? In his kitchenette across the hall. Mama too, in his kitchenette across the hall.
Vanessa Rubin with Deanna Witkowski playing the piano and Kenny Davis playing the bass and Woodard Harper playing the drums, and it's all Ted Dameron songs she's been playing at WBGO, but it's all wonderful songs Ted Dameron you can hear on this new album called The Dream Is You, the dream of Vanessa Rubin. Thanks for bopping by.
It's my pleasure. And let me just say that I love jazz radio. And you guys have been playing this record, and it's been getting really great charting. And because of that, people are hearing it, and people are purchasing. And so that's it. That's it.
I think that's the idea.
Well, you know, it's one thing to hear it, but I like it when people can purchase the hard copies, because what you do not get on downloads is all that wonderful information. And so I'm grateful to Jazz Radio for the support, and I love you guys for it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.